today on Misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. You had put out on your story that you were going to be on this show. And within 12 hours, I got an email from the family of your ex. This is the first time that Lisa is hearing this as well.
Yes, that is the most insane thing I have ever heard in my life, but I'm not surprised at all. Friends of ours that went to the party were like, yeah, it was really weird. Adam was watching us have in the other room. And I'm like, what? And they're like, where did you go? And I was like, I was drugged in the bedroom, locked in the room. And they're like, well, then what was Adam doing the whole time? And I'm like, that's a brilliant question. He held the phone over me while he had pulling my pants off of me. And he said, I'm going to use this against you.
I just want to go over the court document of why you lost custody of the kids, because I do want people to be aware of this. My last question for you is this. If you could say one thing to Adam and his family right now, what would it be? Welcome back to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Well, I have to tell you, I'm really excited for you guys to hear this episode today. You know, sometimes the headlines just don't tell a story. They really tear a life apart. And right now, Lisa D'Amato is living through that. You may remember her from America's Next Top Model, Celebrity Rehab, or even possibly Marriage Boot Camp. She's been on our screens, she's been labeled, and she's been judged. But the headlines she's in today aren't about TV or modeling. They're about her family, her children, and a custody battle that's turned deeply personal and painfully public. Before we get into today's conversation, I do want to acknowledge something.
On behalf of the Friedman family,
they reached out to me ahead of this interview, sharing their concerns and providing translations of court documents from Portugal. The documents describe very serious allegations and complicated custody issues. I want to be clear, I am not here to act as a judge. I cannot independently verify every detail in these documents, but I do think it's important to acknowledge that this is part of Lisa's current reality, and that's why I wanted to give her the space here to share her side of the story in her own words. That's what Misunderstood has always been about, not deciding who's right or wrong, but giving people the chance to speak for themselves when their lives and choices are being filtered through everyone else's lens. So today, Lisa joins me to talk about the headlines, the accusations, and the experience of seeing her most private struggles turned into public spectacle. But more than that, she's here to remind us that behind the headlines is a woman, a mother, and a human being fighting to be understood. Lisa, thank you so much for joining me today, all the way from Portugal on Misunderstood.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I am so appreciative. Thank you.
So before we start, I just want to say how funny it is how we got connected. So I have been chasing down Heidi Fleiss forever to do my show, and she's always been so gracious. And she's like, oh, I'm going to do it. Give me a month. And then I saw that her biopic is now coming out. It's been cast, and super excited for her. And so she's like, give me 3 weeks, a month, because I have to do some stuff with the documentary or whatever. She's like, in the meantime, I know someone who's really misunderstood. And she gave me your number. So I thought that was a very interesting way that we got introduced. And I'm very happy to have met you. We had a great conversation last week, and I felt it was really important to get you on. You've been in the headlines for a long time, but you've been in the headlines a lot in the last week, especially. And I thought that it was very important for you to come on and be able to have your own voice, because the narrative has been told from a media's perspective and also from your ex's perspective. So I thought it was really important to hear from your perspective.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity more than anything. Thank you.
Of course. So in preparing for this, you had put out on your story that you were going to be on the show. And within 12 hours, I got an email from the family of your ex. And I thought long and hard about this, but I've decided that I'm going to read the whole email because I want our listeners to really understand. This is not a show where I take sides. I want to be neutral so that you can really represent yourself, but I want to represent his side and just get it out there so that it's no he said, she said. So everybody like bears with me for a minute while I put on my glasses and then I'm going to read the whole thing. So, and this is the first time that Lisa is hearing this as well.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. This is what it says. This is written from April Friedman's account, who is the account of your ex's mother, but we're not sure that it was written by her, to be fair, because it just is signed from the Friedman family. Okay. Dear Rachel and team, we are writing on behalf of the Friedman family regarding your upcoming episode featuring Lisa D'Amato. We feel it is our duty to share critical information before the show. Over the 15 years we have known Lisa, she has shown erratic and dangerous behavior. She caused physical harm to family members, including striking April Friedman, the mother, 83 years old, resulting in head trauma and kicking her partner, which led to a blood clot in his leg. Both required emergency medical attention while she laughed about it on social media. She is a clear threat and we can no longer remain silent. The trauma she has caused the children is too painful to describe. I know you want to respond. Just give me a minute because that must be killing you. Okay. Lisa continues to manipulate narratives with lies and deceit. She is active only on OnlyFans to further sexualize and exploit herself while falsely claiming her husband, Adam, forced her into it. Her sister, Amy, has publicly spoken out about her lies and deceit as well. Lisa has blocked her entire family, including her mother, sister, immediate family, from connecting with her, tearing apart relationships within her own family. She took her father to Portugal for health care, yet rarely sees him, leaving him isolated while preventing her sister from maintaining contact. Lisa has also attacked public figures like Tyra Banks with relentless cruelty, and now she targets Adam. Over the years, she has abused substances, exhibited psychological instability, and acted destructively towards her children, which led to losing full custody, an outcome rarely issued without severe cause, especially to mothers. Adam is effectively a single parent raising their children in a foreign country, navigating ongoing legal battles while protecting them. The court verdict here is translated in English. They sent me a link, which I've read. And I will explain that after. Lisa has neglected all financial responsibilities, refusing to pay for childcare and education, and freely traveling throughout Europe. We have been picking up the pieces to ensure the children are safe and secure. She has used GoFundMe funds to support lavish travel expenses to Paris and all over the world, while her actions have caused immense hardship for our family. To add to the lies and manipulation, Lisa has falsely claimed that Adam sexually abused her, which is completely untrue. Friends and past partners of Adam can attest that he has never harmed a woman. Last year, she brought a gun into the situation and threatened to use it against Adam with the children present. She even kidnapped the youngest child, Venice, taking him to a domestic violence shelter despite no evidence of abuse, causing him to miss school and be confined for months. We later learned that a lawyer advised her to do this so it would look favorable on record. She has also tried to claim bruises from pole dancing as marks of abuse from Adam. She is a pathological liar and struggles with serious mental issues and with psychotic breaks. Most recently, she has orchestrated violent attacks against Adam, including hiring individuals to assault him at his home with the children there, leaving him seriously injured, a broken jaw, loose teeth, and broken ribs. While Adam sought protection, Lisa actively created threats to his safety, lying about the incidents as if she were the victim. Multiple lawsuits are underway in Portugal and California, and this case has been reported to the U.S. Embassy, European Commission, and other institutions. Documentation, including police reports and medical records, can be found here. I have those. I'm almost done. Given the falsehoods Lisa spreads featuring her could mislead your audience and expose them to a dangerous narrative. The U.S. media has covered some of these events, including evidence here. She sends the Daily Mail, The Blast, and a Reddit discussion. We have multiple defamation lawsuits against her underway and will become public this year. We urge you to carefully review her actions and consider whether hosting her on your platform of Misunderstood could inadvertently amplify dangerous misinformation. We are willing to provide full documentation if needed. We urge you to read the comments from the Daily Mail and Reddit to get a sense of the collective view. Lisa is not misunderstood. You have major players on your podcast who deserve to be heard. Lisa is not one of them. It is extremely rare for a mother to lose custody of not just one child, but two, and for this to be driven by her addiction to drugs and alcohol coupled with domestic child abuse shows how serious it is. It is painful to put into words, but the reality is that she is a danger to herself and was a serious threat to the children's safety and well-being, to our family and hers. Lastly, see a recent Facebook post where her sister makes a comment. Thank you for your time, Friedman family and friends.
All right. Wow.
That's a lot of information.
That is the most insane thing I have ever heard in my life, but I'm not surprised at all.
Okay. Before you respond to it, I want to say one thing for people listening.
Yes.
And I'm not taking a side, but I will say, just because she says it's so, and just because I chose to read that to you, does not mean that that is so. Those are her opinions. And what her narrative is, her meaning this woman or whoever wrote this.
The mother, by the way, who's 82, who could never write that. So
okay, so
it's
whether it's the mother, the sister, the lawyer, Adam himself, whoever, somebody wrote this on behalf of the family. And I will say, take this with whatever it's worth, but this is not a court of law. These are not documents. The things that they forwarded me, we're talking about evidence from the Daily Mail and Reddit, which is not evidence, I will point out. And I did get a court document, which I will translate. I had ChatGPT, so it's succinct. Read it, understand it, and summarize it. So we'll get into that in a minute. But how would you like to address your response to that kind of an email?
First of all, I just want to state that me staying silent is something that they profit from, right? I have evidence from every single thing that I have claimed, like actual evidence. One being in 2022, where Adam told me that if I ever divorced him, that he would make sure that the whole world, he would go on television, make the whole world know that he was the one abused, making it up. And he goes, I'm just kidding. I would never say that. But these are the things that he's done through our marriage for a very long time. So I have a video of that, that proves that basically, he's doing everything that he promised he would do if I left him.
Right.
He told me as well that if he can't have me, nobody can. And I would say, what do you mean by that? And he'd say, well, I would just make sure that nobody would have you. It's either me or you, and that's it. Which also correlates with this same narrative, trying to destroy me completely because I'm not allowed to leave him or his family. His family, I have multiple people have told me that they have tried paying them money to take down my social media, try to pay friends to turn on me. That's what they have. They have money and they have their narrative and they're going to do everything they can to silence me. Another thing that I think is wild, the reason why I lost custody of my kids was a fake allegation that I had a gun, which my house got searched. I got interviewed for 3 to 4 hours by the police, and I got that picture forensically proven that I was holding my phones. This was all a setup for him to take my kids away from me. From the very beginning of the court orders here, he did not comply with. My kids said in the very beginning to the judge that they wanted to be with their mother and their father. Adam did not comply from the very beginning with sharing custody. He did parent alienation from the very beginning and promised me that if I ever left him, that he would make sure that the kids never want to see me again. That's exactly what he's been doing. I went to an abuse shelter here, which is called APAV. I was advised by my attorney because I did feel so scared for my own safety. And they told me that I would be safe with Venice and in the shelter that I also was doing homeschool every day with, from the paperwork from the school, as well as me being their homeschool parent from the very beginning. I taught both my boys how to read. I have never assaulted April. I have never assaulted Adam. Adam has abused me, and he has been manipulating me and forced me to do OnlyFans. These are all true and fact. I can even show you his OnlyFans where he's pushing me, even doing a multiple choice on his OnlyFans saying, do you want me to double penetration her? Do you want me to do this to her? Do you want me about his wife?
Let's talk about OnlyFans for 1 second, because there was a number of things in there that I wanted to ask you about. But OnlyFans is interesting to me, because to shame you about doing OnlyFans to make money, whether or not he pushed you into it, you want to do it. It's kind of like, that's how people are making money. That's not illegal. And to say that you're a danger to your child or children because of it, and you're overly sexual, there are hundreds of thousands of people that make a living on it, and they are not getting pulled into custody battles about it. So I think people really have to take that with a grain of salt. If he pushed you into it, that's one thing. You're doing it free will, right? Okay, who cares? I mean, I don't think that you need to defend yourself about that. That's my personal opinion.
Just also want to say, from the very beginning when I started OnlyFans, I told Adam I would never do porn, and I set my boundaries. On top of that, I told him that every single penny I wanted to give to abused, struggling women, which I did. And as soon as this whole thing was over and I was able to move here, because it's crazy how, like, in a situation, how they do exactly what they say that you're doing. So Adam, there's actual police reports in Los Angeles where I was scared for him to kill himself and me. If anyone wanted to retrieve these phone calls from me to the police, calling on them to help Adam with his guns, they're there from 2018.
So let's go back for a minute, because I don't think people understand this. Again, in doing research on your story here, I watched clips from marriage boot camp that you guys were on years ago, right? Was this like 9 years ago?
Yeah.
How long have you been married, by the way?
We've been married since 2012, I believe.
Okay. So 9 years ago, you guys did marriage boot camp. So did you do it for the money, or you did it because you guys were already having some problems?
We were definitely having some problems. Adam was already displaying, and it's almost like as soon as we got married, he switched. It's like it clicked of like control. He started getting obsessed with guns and doomsday prepping, and got an army truck, and then put all these codes to get into the house, to get into this room, to do this, then surveillance everywhere. Then surveillance was across my bed. Then it was in my closet. Then it was here. Then I had three cameras on me just laying in bed. Then I would go do, but before we left to Portugal, I'll never forget it, because he would always take his phone down for coffee. And I'd be like, why does he never leave his cell phone, right? So I remember I pretended to take care of myself when he went to go get coffee, right? Just to see if he was watching me, because I knew that would spawn a reaction. He came rushing into that room in 2 seconds, saying he was going to get coffee. He was on his phone looking to see what I do as soon as he leaves the room. What the fuck are you doing? Like, crazy on me. So I started realizing that I was actually like in a prison for years. And anything that I did, I couldn't do without wearing a bulletproof vest. Like, I couldn't go to a friend's house unless he drove me. He had to pick me up. If I went to a public place that without him, I had to wear a bulletproof vest. And then I had to deal with the hours of him begging me not to go. Like, maybe I can go with you, or maybe this. It was always so controlling. So there's that.
So I will say, for people that didn't see it, I just want to back you up here for a second. Watching that was very uncomfortable. You felt like he had some mental issues. He shows up in this truck, like you're talking about. He's talking about how you're not taking safety precautions the way he wants you to, and that you don't get it now.
His level, yeah,
at his level. And it's not like safety precautions like locking a door. He was very into this doomsday thing back 9 years ago. And for people that don't know what doomsday is, they should Google it. It's a real thing. And there are two people that have gone to prison for life, Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell, which I forwarded you, because of what's called the doomsday murders. They were convinced the world was going to end. They had to protect themselves. People were turning into zombies, and they had to like fight for, you know, their place on the earth. It's actually really crazy paranoid shit that makes people like Looney Tunes. So, and it was very evident back then.
It's 9 years later. And because I'm coming forward with the abuse that I've gotten from Adam and his family, it's funny that they say that I'm over-sexualized. His mom lives in the biggest swinger resort in the entire world. I have posted pictures of her in orgies, completely naked at 80 years old. And they even tried to get me to be part of this swinger lifestyle. And because I have exposed that I refuse to be part of this and told them how it makes me uncomfortable and I don't like it, that's when Adam started drugging me when they would have sex parties at the castle. And then I'd wake up being like, what the fuck is going on? I mean, even friends of ours that went to the party were like, yeah, it was really weird. Adam was watching us have sex in the other room. And I'm like, what? And they're like, where did you go? And I was like, I was drugged in the bedroom, locked in the room. And they're like, well, then what was Adam doing the whole time? And I'm like, that's a brilliant question. That's a really brilliant question. This is what I've escaped. So when I came to Portugal, it was to be safe. It was to save my dad on a medical level because he has diabetes and MS. Diabetes medications are 93% covered with universal healthcare in Portugal. Okay. The amount of money that he was making for his care in the United States wasn't covering everything, including his assistant living. There's a no gun law in Portugal. So
Hold on. Go back to your dad for 1 second. What about the allegation that you've abandoned and isolated him? Where is your dad?
My dad's right here. He's taking a nap in the room that I'm in. I have a nurse. Also, if anyone followed me on social media, you'll see that I'm with my dad every day. We play pool. Like, I take them to the beach, we go on walks. Like, I'm with my dad all the time. I think that maybe where they're getting that is that when my sister, who also like is not on my side as far as wanting to not accept abuse, my sister and I came from abuse, sexual abuse, physical abuse. And so when I told her about me leaving Adam and running away from abuse, she's kind of normalized it. And so she's like, well, you know, just get him back. Like, you don't want to break up the family. And because she accepts it in her life or doesn't have as much of a standard as I do for self-love and care and not accepting abuse in my life, she thinks I'm on my high horse. So I don't care what my sister says either. Yes, did Lisa cut everybody, all of her family out of her life? Yes, because they're horrible. They're Trump supporters. They tried to steal my dad's money. Like, they're just not good people. And I am definitely the black sheep of the family. And so is my dad. So I don't care if people want to use against me that I've taken people out of my life. I've taken people out of my life for a reason.
Okay. And I think that's very fair to say for people that are listening that have not experienced something like that or narcissistic abuse from your parents or have that toxic family unit, it's very hard to understand. But as someone who comes from that, I can absolutely understand that where it seems to other people to be chaotic, that is the life that we've been in. And to actually cut them out and create boundaries is very difficult and looks like
they create chaos around you for leaving.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and it creates this chaos because you aim to just live your own life or do better or whatever it is. And there's just chaos going around, even just breaking those ties. So I do get that. And I think people really have to have some empathy and understand if they don't come from that, they have to understand that that is a true thing that does happen.
Today, there is a world of opportunity out there beyond the typical 9-to-5 where purpose and grit and the American spirit come together in the Peace Corps. It's been called the toughest job you'll ever love. Tough because it asks so much of you. And the love part is knowing your hard work can transform lives and build bridges across cultures. After 65 years, the Peace Corps is still the toughest job you'll ever love. Explore opportunities in more than 60 countries and apply at peacecorps.gov/serve. That's peacecorps.gov/serve.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Episode is sponsored by Balance of Nature. If you've ever flipped over a supplement label and thought, what am I even putting in my body? I hear you. That's why I'm such a fan of Balance of Nature. What makes these supplements stand out is simple. I can actually recognize what's inside. The fruits and veggies supplements are made with real whole ingredients like celery, spinach, cauliflower, shiitake mushrooms, blueberries, and mango. And their fiber and spice blend, it includes whole apple, cinnamon, flaxseed, and turmeric, ingredients you've probably already used in your own kitchen. I love knowing that what I'm taking is made from actual fruits, vegetables, spices, and fibers, not a bunch of stuff I can't pronounce. It's clean, convenient, and easy to add into your routine, whether that's swallowing the capsules, opening them into your smoothie, or sprinkling them on your food. And here's the best part. Right now, my listeners get an exclusive deal. Use code UNDERSTOOD for 35% off, plus get a free bottle of fiber and spice. Just head to balanceofnature.com, use code UNDERSTOOD, and get started with something you can actually feel good about. That's balanceofnature.com, use code UNDERSTOOD.
Okay. It's really wild. It's weird to say that, like, I was raised by a narcissist, my sister's a narcissist, and then also when you are an empath and how you just attract them, and you're obviously, you normalize, I guess, like, you aren't scared of narcissistic behavior because you're used to it, so you accept it more often than you should. You know, I've gone through a lot of therapy just from my childhood, like, decades of it. Yeah. You were on Dr. Drew, I was on Dr. Drew. Yeah. I learned so much through all the therapy sessions with women's behaviors and women's health, and also learning about preventative care of having, I guess, the blueprint for somebody that should be an addict in drugs and alcohol.
Right.
Never have I ever had that issue. I think it's an easy target for me because I drank on America's Next Top Model. But like I've said before, most of us and most of the girls have come out and said that we weren't fed correctly. We were overworked, underpaid, just completely mentally manipulated on a really horrible scale, being exploited with our childhood trauma around the globe. You know, so as far as these accusations of me being over-sexualized, then explain why your family is into sexual swinger cults. Explain right. that.
And promiscuity.
I've tried to escape that, which I also proved on social media. I have pictures of his own mother who wrote this. Yeah. I have.
Wait, so are you still doing OnlyFans now?
No, I haven't done it in years.
Oh, okay. So this is not something that you're using now to make money or anything.
No, I know they're going to say this, but I know that Adam's gotten rid of his page where he's only advertised mine. I also have all the proof of all the people he's subscribed to, women that are triple X, and it even put on his front page. He had every opportunity to take away the amount of money he spent on OnlyFans on other women. He didn't hide that. So you could see how much money he spent on other women. So for these accusations is like through the roof. On top of it, with me going to my own house that's here in Portugal, I have every right to be there. It's my house.
Okay, let's talk about that because that's where this latest news in the Daily Mail started. But hold on, before we talk about that, because I want people to be clear. You guys had a rough marriage from the go, but you had two kids together. You've been together. You've stayed together. And you have mostly you've raised these kids together, but you homeschooled them. You've been with them. And you chose.
They've been glued to my hip my whole life, their whole life.
Okay.
Adam always pretended to be sick and like told me he was dying. So he would be in bed for days. But then at night, he'd go hang out with this woman named Janae, who, you know, I found out does double penetration dildo videos, and that's how she makes money. That's so funny because that's what Adam towards the end really wanted me to do. But then he's there every night with her. So this whole narrative that they're painting is so insane. If anyone is trying to save my kids, it's me from this family.
Okay. Wait, I want to get into it. But so yeah. At what point did you say this is over? Did you move with him to Portugal and you guys were still together?
I planned it all as if we were going to be a big, happy family when we got here.
Okay. So you moved together.
Yes, I planned it. I planned to leave him when we got here, but maybe 1% if I got him the proper medical help with this fake disease that he liked to manipulate me with and say he was dying. Obviously, that's fake.
Did he have a job?
No, Adam's never had a job.
Oh, he's just independent. His family's wealthy and that's...
His family's wealthy. I've always been the breadwinner. I was always doing entertain. Also, that's another thing. April and his family, you know, April's never had a job in her entire life. The only thing April, Adam's mom, the only thing she's ever done is she was handed over to Adam's dad and he was into swinging. So her only real job was to just do what a man wants. And I think that's why... In their minds, me having this independent way of thinking is something that's just unacceptable because sure. They were all raised with money. And so a woman knows her place. Then I wonder about, you know, she also named her kids Adam and Eve. Like, make that make sense. But I think the reason why Eve wasn't held to that same standard as a female is because, no offense, but like if you were to compare her to the types of women that men would crave, she doesn't really fall in line with that. And then also because she was somebody that was in their family, so she's allowed to do what she wants, right? But if I got married into this family, I need to do what I need to do. The big joke the whole time I was married to them was like, why is there no sequel to Cinderella? And I'm like, because she's still on her knees scrubbing the floor, it's just with a different family.
Oh, interesting. Okay, wait, what was the straw that broke the camel's back though, when you came to Portugal? At what point did you say, I want to get a divorce? Did you file for a divorce? Like what happened where this all blew up?
This is also a whole nother thing once I got to Portugal. So what really got me to when I realized that I just was not safe was this swinger party that was in 2019. It was like a sex party and I desperately did not want to go. I told Adam over and over again that I didn't want to participate in it. And my sister's wedding was actually the next day that where I had to fly to Texas. And I said, it was not going to work out anyways. And he's like, no, you're going to stay. You're going to stay. You're going to be a part of this. And that was the one where I woke up like completely out of, like I was definitely drugged. That was when our housemates, Benji and Sarah, who Adam also, I have full video of a full confession of him stealing $300,000 from our housemate, one of his best friends. And he's like, well, it's just because I was in a bad mood. But that couple, they decided to go on their own and have sex. And they said that Adam was just watching them. I woke up completely like drugged out of my mind. And I think when he woke me up, I think he was so turned on by the party or whatever he was doing. He was trying to have sex with me. And I was so out of it. And I didn't understand what was going on. I was still in the costume that because he made me be part of this thing. But then he ended up just drugging me. And when I was fighting him back, being like, what happened to me? What happened to me? Like, what'd you do to me? Like, what happened? I tried to get on my phone to see what time it was, to see if Benji and Sarah were posting on this party. He grabs my phone. You don't love me. You don't fucking care about me. Then he takes my phone. I try to grab my phone back. Then I end up on the floor. He throws me against the rocks. And where it really just broke my heart was I'll never forget. Like I wasn't in the right. I was coherent. I hadn't been drinking. I had been woken up from this fog and I'm in the closet and it was a Halloween party. So I had this weird makeup on my face and he held the phone over me while he had pulling my pants off of me. And he said, I'm going to use this against you. I will always have this in my phone to make you look like a fucking slut, a fucking drug addict. And I didn't understand what was happening. I was just so devastated that my husband could do this to me. And then I just like ended up going back to sleep. I never did anything with him. He was really upset. And then Benji, who lived with us, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
Benji, who lived with us, who Adam stole all that money and planned it for 3 years, like hit it. It's just so crazy to me. He knocked on the door and he, Adam opened the door and Benji said, still in his Halloween costume. And he says, Lisa's going to be late for the airport. And Adam's like, what? And I was like, oh my God, my sister's wedding. So he got me up and he's like, make sure you wash your face, Lisa. I think honestly, he was really concerned about me because I never ended up at the party. And he obviously felt like there was something wrong with Adam. And then I got dressed and I rushed to the airport as fast as I could. In fact, these wedding pictures are of my sister and me being there. You can tell that I had the worst night of my life. I wasn't wearing my wedding ring because I threw it at Adam that night. I just knew that I needed to get out.
And that was that. Okay. So did you end up filing for divorce or like, how did this so blow up where you're saying he felt like if you left him, he was going to just try to ruin your life? Like, how do we get to that spot?
So, you know, 2020 happened, right? I didn't know what to do. I knew I couldn't go anywhere. I knew I was stuck. I had two little boys to take care of. So I just focused on homeschooling and with my kids and all that. And then 2020 happened. And then I just focused more on, it just felt so good because I had been doing my invention, There You Go, where I had, I got a deal with Barbara Corcoran and my product, my kid's product, which is a 5-in-1 solution to help parents feed their kids on the go. It's like a big thing.
Good.
So I was mostly focused on all these other things. So you put that kind of behind in your head, but you also know what you're dealing with at that point, right? Mm-hmm. So I was focused more on distributors for my business and then homeschooling for my kids, and COVID happened. And so I just was really grateful for COVID in a lot of ways because I was able to spend more time with my kids. Also, all these red flags happened during COVID with my dad. He was in an assisted living. So I got him an RV and Adam helped me. And we were just going to park the RV in, because my dad, he can't walk, right? So he needed a confined space so he can get to the bathroom. The castle was too big. So we got him an RV and then I would just bring him up with help to the house. And I got him a really healthy meal plan so he can make food in the RV. It was just to prep him so he had accessibility. Adam also said when I filed for divorce that my dad beats up the children. My dad had to go to the police station. My dad can't even walk. How is he beating up children? Like,
but
all these
up until this time, you finally filed for divorce, right?
Guess what? None of them. He dodged it the first time. He also dodged the restraining order.
Well, hold on. But dodging is one thing. But did you actually go in and file for divorce?
Yes, okay. With my attorney. But then it disappeared. It is the wildest thing here. There's so many. This whole entire justice system in Portugal is so beyond corrupt. It's money before justice, 1,000%. I just got a notification from my attorney that it was just filed for her to notify me that I never went to my psychological evaluation. Even my team was on the phone with me and with them when I got there. I left at 4 a.m. Things are literally just getting taken out of my file. All of my proof of sexual abuse, of screenshots, of videos of Adam abusing me, of his mom being a sexual deviant in her own El Caliente in Florida, a literal, no joke, swinger resort where they have orgies in the pool. All of this is gone. My whole file in Portugal for sexual and domestic violence and also divorce court just is completely empty, constantly. Even both my attorneys before this new one, I've had two. Both have been paid off.
It seems that it would be easy enough, though, if you got a psychological exam to contact that place, have them give the records to you, your attorney, to anyone. No? I mean, that's...
Yeah, you'd think. Nobody can get a hold of anyone. Everything that I say and do gets completely silenced. As far as the recent allegations of, obviously this new attorney, you know, I'm trying to do the distribution of assets like immediately. Me, my kids, saying that my kids don't want to see me, he's manipulated them. He's never abided by any of court rulings from the beginning of both. That's basically the court system has ignored my children from the very beginning. They told the judges, both of them, that they want to be with their mother also. They never got to. Every single time he doesn't follow the rules of the law of what he's supposed to do, he doesn't follow through with it.
So I just want to go over the court document of why you lost custody of the kids, because I do want people to be aware of this. First of all, I've been through family court in America. It sucks big time in America. I obviously can't speak on Portugal like you can, but it is about the person that has more money. It is also about the person that looks like they have more credibility. So, you know, I was on Celebrity Rehab and I watched as my ex-husband's attorney said, well, she's been in rehab and she's done this, this, and this. And I'm like, I was paid $400,000 to go in on a show for love addiction. I'm not an addict. Like, that was insane to me. And for them to tell me I was a danger to my child because there was pictures of my child in like the Daily Mail, for example. And, you know, it's not my problem if a paparazzi gets a photo of me. It doesn't mean that I'm not protecting my child. It was wild accusations that eventually got dropped and got realized that it was wild and crazy. But when you're going through a divorce, no one likes each other. So people are going to say the worst things possible. And only the two of you know the reality of it. But I will say, it was interesting because I heard all these things from you before we did the show. After I got this letter, and by the way, listen, anyone listening to this will say, this sounds like a lot of chaos. This sounds crazy. I can't, it's too much for me to get into the weeds. And so I don't know who to believe and I'll just go about my day and not think about it. But where I do have the empathy is even more so is that because I understand your relationship with your family and blah, blah, blah. The thing is that the letter they sent me, I did feel, because by the way, I didn't read the second email I got, was another one essentially threatening me that if I didn't listen to
them, full threats. Yeah.
And if I went ahead with putting you on my show, they were going to come after me and the people that worked in my show. And I was like, I don't know. I responded. I said, I don't know who you think you are talking to me that way, because you're not even legally correct. You can't threaten me about putting her on my show. And I'm not, but I'm not sure what weak people they're running into that believe them or that are scared of them, or, you know, money talks, but you got to have a lot of money to make a difference. And I don't know that they have that kind of money. So I think a lot of what may be going on is a lot of the justice system is just a mess. And I don't know that it's as corrupt, and it may be, but I'm saying there is a possibility that the justice system is a coincidence and it's not as corrupt as you're saying, but it is completely a mess and they just are not taking this seriously.
Complicit. Yeah. They don't enforce Adam to do anything that he was supposed to do.
Right. I'm I understand too.
Now it's been a year.
Okay. So I just want to read something because this also, I think, is important to know. Okay.
And also, how do you know that this is the reason why I lost custody? Because at the time when they took Venice from me, it was based on this picture of this gun that is.
I'm going to say it. It's actually in here because this is the court document that is translated and then summarized. It's very quick. But just so people know, when this happened, it seems like one child, Daxel, lived with Adam. Venice lived with you. Is that true?
Correct.
Okay. Both parents accused each other of domestic violence, physical attacks and threats around their 2023 separation in Portugal. Both children were exposed to these conflicts. Okay, the allegations against you is that video evidence allegedly shows Lisa holding a gun at her front door with her youngest child, Venice, being beside her, which I will remind people you say was a cell phone that you say you've gotten forensics to prove that it was not a gun, it was a cell phone.
This was all set up, yeah.
Okay, The gun was pointed towards the father, who was off camera but present with their older child, Daxel. At one point, Lisa appeared to place Venice inside the gate with one arm while still holding the gun in the other. Multiple videos submitted show heated disputes between Lisa and the father in the children's presence. Okay. The father and son, Daxel, report Lisa has emotional outbursts, throws objects, drinks alcohol, and performs activity involving OnlyFans. Okay. Your side is that you deny holding a gun, you claim it was a cell phone, and you always have. This is not a new thing. You accuse Adam of manipulating the situation, including raising a false alarm at school. You argue that the father, Adam, blocks access to Daxel and escalates conflicts. The court found, here was the findings, that Lisa's behavior of holding the gun around the child was extremely serious. However, both parents have issues. Both parents are abusive, but Lisa's aggressive actions and the children's exposure to the gun raised the concerns. So, and then at this point, it seems that Daxel expressed reluctance to be with you. Venice didn't have a problem being with you. The court says that both children were placed in the father's custody. And your visitation with the children is now supervised by a child welfare supervision team. You must pay child support, 50 reals per month. How much is that American dollars?
I have no idea. First of all, I have not gotten one visitation ever. He says he doesn't have money for gas. He says he can't do this. He doesn't feel good. Everything that's in there is completely false. Also, Daxel is the one that had mentioned he wanted to be with his mom in court, but also he gets in trouble if he says he wants to be with his mother.
Now, can't you go to EMAT, which is the child welfare team, and say that you haven't had a supervised visit and you want one?
There, nobody cares. Nobody enforces anything. No one gets back to me.
Okay. So it does say that the court documents say the investigation into domestic violence is still ongoing against both parents. Do you think that anyone's looking into you or Adam still?
I feel like Adam and his family have a really heavy hand in money. We've kind of all done some type of internal investigation. If you listen to that documentation that you just read, It seems that Lisa's behavior is more dangerous the way she was holding the gun. It has been proven that it was never a gun.
So how are you going to get back in court?
That took 9 months for the forensics to go through. So in that 9 months, Adam didn't comply with one thing. And then I haven't seen my kids in 9 months. And I also have video where Adam admits to manipulating the kids. He says it's not against the law. I also have video of him saying that he's going to make sure that the kids never want to see me again because I'm not allowed to divorce him. And my store managers, they're scared to death of that family because they know that they have zero spine. They don't have any remorse or any empathy for anybody else but themselves. In fact, we should all take a moment and thank them for letting us live in the same timeline as them on Earth. Because if it weren't for them, who knows how our lives would be? I mean, we really need to thank the Freedmans up at the Hollywood Castle and their orgy ways and their blood money for just even existing in the same time as them. Because honestly, they've probably been waiting for this.
Okay, hold on. So let's go back to what's next. Are you expected to be in court? Are you talking to your lawyers? If what you say is true, how are you going to get your kids back? Because I'm assuming, and correct me if I'm wrong, that is the most important thing to you.
Getting my kids back is the most important thing to me in the entire world. I need to save them from this family. Knowing that they can go about their business and literally threaten people and pay them off. My managers, who I'm sure if you contacted them would make a statement, everyone is scared to death of Adam. Do you know, just even that last time I was at the house, which made the Daily Mail and the press and everything, Adam had Daxel hold a grenade and told him to throw it in the window of his mother.
I want to go back to that.
Looked at as well.
Because we stopped for a second, talked about something else. That Daily Mail thing. So I went, obviously, I looked at what everyone else has seen, if they are caught up with this. And I saw the video that the Daily Mail put out, which was a video provided by Adam and his family, whatever.
Of course, there's cameras everywhere, all every six feet, there's a camera in front of the house in the neighborhood somewhere, because right, this is what we're talking about.
So yeah. I just want to say that Friedman sent me the full video. Okay, mm-hmm. So it was
2 days. It's Friday and Saturday.
Yes. So it's a full video of a bunch of different things where the headlines are very damaging. It's Lisa breaks in and steals a computer. Lisa beats up Adam, whatever the headlines were. So I clicked on it. My assistant and I watched both of them. My fiance came in. He's like, what the fuck are you watching? We all sat down and watched it. I will say, and again, I'm not taking sides, the headlines did not match what I was watching. There was no, I watched how you stood and your friends who were with you stood to the side, or I don't know if they're friends, but the people stood to the side. I watched how your ex-husband was, or excuse me, your Adam, whatever, was screaming at you. You were screaming at him. You both were yelling at each other. He spit in your face. He, I think, tried to grab your phone, or there was like some altercation with grabbing something. You came out and you kicked him at some point. But that's because he was like beating up one of your friends.
Mm-hmm.
So the point where the video starts, that the Daily Mail sees you attacking him, he had already been in an altercation, a very violent, like beating up of two guys beating each other.
And by the way, bit someone's thumb off. They needed to have layers and layers of stitches.
This and by man the way, did he had a helmet on, so his head was fine. I didn't understand what they were talking about, where said he lost teeth and it had a concussion or whatever they said in the note. But it seemed a little odd to me, because if that happened, I can vouch from watching that, that was not from you. That was from him fighting the other guy. I did see your kid. I heard one of your sons crying from the window. He was watching and he was up somewhere listening and watching and crying. Sounded like the younger kid, because the older kid came outside and was pretty much on his dad's side and getting aggressive with his dad, which, again, if you're a proper parent, you want him to go inside. And I did see that you were just trying to talk to them. You were trying to say, it's my house too. Listen, there's a lot of chaos there. And hopefully you want to remove yourself from it. Hopefully you say to your lawyers, I'm just trying to get a divorce. I'm just trying to get away from this guy. I want to get my kids back. You can't call your kids on their cell phone or anything.
He doesn't let me speak to them. All I get back is messages that he sends to my best friend or to this person or to that person. They screenshot it and they send back to me. The craziest one is, he goes, you think that Venice is also ever going to talk to you? He goes to school and tells everyone that his mom takes butthole pictures and gives the money to strangers.
Oh, God. I was like, we're still on this OnlyFans thing again.
It's insanity. But for the record of the Daily Mail, that day, we went there because he had confirmed that he was out of town. And I have every right, as far as the law is concerned, to, there's two houses. He rented out both of them illegally without my signature. That is a huge, huge, it's tax evasion, first of all, in Portugal. So because the kids were gone, I was trying to get into one of my houses, which I have every right. And he just showed up. And while I was in the house, I realized that Venice was left alone. Another criminal offense, leaving an 8-year-old by himself in the house. That's also probably why he was crying. I was trying to console him. I was asking him while he was left alone. The house was disgusting. My son looked disgusting. Venice is the outcast of Adam and my oldest son, Daxel. Adam has trained Daxel in his doomsday prepping ways to be overly paranoid, to learn. Daxel, I think, knows how to pick like 80 locks at this point. He's taught him how to train in all types of guns, treating him in all types of arsenals and different types of weapons.
Well, what's interesting about it is that they try to pin you for having a gun, where it's very clear that he has an obsession with guns and has a lot of guns. So that I don't understand. And
that's
listen,
what it does. That's,
in,
that's what
in
it
your
is.
Behalf, I will say, Lisa, you know, the court, I'm looking at what the court's bottom line thing was, that they really did not like the parental alienation. So once you get in the court, you need to show, obviously, your forensic paperwork about the gun. You need to also show that now you are being alienated and you're being prevented from seeing your kids. What would you say is the most misunderstood thing about you and what is going on?
Well, for one, when I went back into the house to kind of save my life, because my dad and I have both been bullied out of our houses, and now he's taken my kids away from me, and he's done everything that he promised me he was going to do if I left him in 2022. I have all this evidence in mass quantities. He has zero proof of anything of these accusations. If that letter from his family says that I have been delusional, have an addiction all these years, his mom and Adam have been to rehab more times than I ever have. And mine was on television like yours. It was preventative care. It was for the educational purposes of it, right? His mom has a severe addiction to Xanax, Adam, Oxycontins.
Do you just on a side note though, because I want to say this, I think that it's difficult. Your credibility gets questioned because you've been to rehab, because you've struggled, I guess. I mean, would you say you've struggled with addiction? Are you an addict?
I don't think I've ever struggled with addiction.
Okay, so the misconception is that you are an addict, whether or not you partied, you did whatever. I think there's a conception, like people think that you have a backbone.
But that's also nobody has a backbone to that evidence. Like where? Because when I was 20, this is the thing. If people are still holding on to this idea, when I was a performer, electro rapper, and I was on TMZ rapping at a red carpet, and then I was on Celeb Rehab with Dr. Drew, I was in my 20s. If they're still holding on to this, then the only thing that I've shown on social media or anything publicly is that I'm an athlete, I'm an aerialist. I eat really healthy. I cook amazing meals. I do recipes all the time. I homeschooled my kids. I was on social media all these years, just showing them how I love my boys. I've been a doing wife this entire time. To still hold on to that is just showing the insanity of actual society.
But that has got to, just hearing you say that, and let's take that for face value, because that's what you think and that's what you say. That makes me really sad for you, that you are not these things that you're being accused of, and you are sitting through life right now waiting and living in this chaos because you need to get your kids back. You need to prove yourself. You need to get custody. You need to get your homes back. You need to get a divorce, like all these things. And you're just floating through this chaos and you can't really get your life started. And that makes me really sad for you.
No, it's really sad that me sticking up for myself and trying to create a safer place for me to grow and thrive for my kids and for my dad, has actually destroyed my life, because Adam has proven to do everything that he promised he would do, knowing that he married somebody that had a bad PR back in the day or whatever. He knew he could use that against me later. And he threatened me with that this whole time. The craziest part about all this too, and the headlines, the latest headlines, is when I went back to the house to get everything that legally I'm allowed to have, he stole my purse, which had my keys, my credit cards, my passport, my ID, everything. I have no car. I had to go get an emergency passport. He infiltrated the security cameras of my business. I had to go run back to my business and save it. My previous store managers were threatened beyond belief. He told them that if you guys stand in the way of me ruining Lisa's life, I will ruin yours too. Them telling you that they will ruin your life if you help me. That's what they do. They literally gave you the blueprint of everything that I'm trying to fight.
Well, that's so dumb. I don't know why, you know, and they're not like Tom Cruise. And by the way, even if they were Tom Cruise, there are people that'll stand up to Tom Cruise. You know what I mean? These are a bunch of people that I'm not threatened by, and I don't know why anyone else would be. So, you know, I just think it's that to me is, you know, because no one is in the right here. Listen, you shouldn't have argued in front of your kids, you know, whatever. He shouldn't have spit on you. He shouldn't be arguing. He shouldn't be preventing you from seeing your kids.
Blood, by the way, that wasn't spit. He told me when he did it, he goes, "This is the blood of another man," and spit it, tried to spit it in my face, in my mouth. He saved all that blood in his mouth from a guy. You don't hear this in the headlines. Nobody was violent besides him. He started it. But he took everything. He took my purse. He took everything. So when I went back the next day to nicely ask for my bag that was in the house, he and Dax were throwing dog poop out the window at me. And then Adam had his friend, some German guy, I guess, that's renting the house there, full on beat me up. He said, get her. The reason why I had a face covering and all that, because I knew I was going to be met with violence because that's who Adam is. But yeah, he's telling everyone that I am. It's like,
well, here's the thing. I think that people like, you can only keep going back to keep that chaos going. I think you got to find good lawyers. You got to find someone who takes your side. I think you got to just try to live your life and let the truth play out, because eventually it will. I think you also have a hard time with people understanding you because you are a beautiful woman. You have a voice, you have a backbone, you know, using that sentence or whatever it was that you went after Tyra Banks and Janice Dickinson, and therefore, you know, you could be seen as someone aggressive. I mean, I can attest to the fact that Janice Dickinson is very hard to get along with. So, and Tyra Banks does not have a good reputation of being the kindest person. So if you got into an argument with them, it only shows that you're one of the few that have a backbone to stand up to them. So I think that does take credibility away from you, not rightly so, but it is just something that, you know, people are tossing a lot of fuel on the fire. And it doesn't work in your favor. I mean, I'll just be honest with you, and not that it is true things, but it are things that make it harder for people to get on your side. And I don't think it's fair. I'm sorry for that.
I think that the main question that you asked, that I guess I didn't have a clear answer for, but me going back to my houses and me trying to settle this, knowing that he would create chaos, going to my house, I have every right legally to go, but knowing that he would make it chaos, because that's who he is.
Yeah.
He is the doomsday prepper. He is the one that threatens guns. Look, I ran away from guns back in the States, like real ones, his real ones. And then look, he still manipulated me with fake guns to get my children away from. It's wild. But what I did there, and the reason why I went back to the houses, is because I knew chaos would happen because he won't stand for me sticking up for myself. And then what that does is it makes you get into court as an emergency. Mm. And once I get into the court and I'm with a judge, I can then present all my evidence there. And then I have tons of witnesses that will also say that Adam is a case study.
It's crazy. Do you have a court date set?
No. And of course, like still nothing happened. It's the wildest thing. I'm waiting to get into court because it is couldn't be more apparent to my team, my legal team here, that also includes a clinical psychologist who is like, oh my God, Adam is literally a case study. This man is so psychotic that it is the most dangerous thing in society and also for his kids. And to see that this is going on for so long with her kids away from her is even more devastating because these kids need their mother. I have never hurt my kids ever. So I'm still just waiting for court. That's all I can do.
I hear you. I think in the meantime, as much as you both, I mean, listen, I'm not talking to him, but can not be doing that stuff in front of your kids, the better chance you're going to have of showing that, listen, absolutely, he can have that chaos. You don't want it anymore in your life. Okay. Couple last questions. What's the most important thing you want your kids to know right now?
How much I love them and how I'm fighting for them. And everything that family and him have said about me is a lie. How I've only tried to protect them and I tried to get them to go to a school so they can have friends and learn a different culture and not be stuck in that castle where I had to homeschool them and they had no friends. Everything I did was with the best intentions. And I know that they are going to school, which is great. And I know that they do have friends. But this whole narrative that they paint in numbers, whereas I'm obviously alone in this, everything I do for my children, everything
I've done everything for them. I've even came here to help Adam with his mental health. And it just, it all turned on me. I didn't know I would be going, walking into a country where justice system is so patriarchal and misogynistic, and how the women are actually the ones that are taken out of the home when they report abuse. I had no idea. That's a fact. If any woman reports abuse in their house, the woman gets taken out. She's the one that gets imprisoned with being forced to go into a shelter where, you know, you have to cook, clean, mop floors. I've never mopped more floors in my life. So I guess the only thing I could do now is just be a voice and maybe help Portugal in its own right change the way that they deal with domestic violence and abuse and sexual assault.
Okay. What do you want your future to look like?
Bright and beautiful. And I think a realization that I've had when I was flying, trying to save my business again, which is doing fine now,
good,
is so much judgment comes from people who view success in life as things like purses or places they've been, or you know, like career stepping stones, right? For me, I know for a fact that my purpose isn't those things. Like my sister, she gauges her life with how many purses she has and the new car she has and the house she has. I don't view success like that. I know that my purpose in life is to help change the world in one way or another. That's how I gauge my success. And I want my kids to also feel inspired that they have the power to also make a better world for themselves. So if people want to say that I'm this or that or whatever, I'm not like them. And I know that. I know my purpose is different. And the only person that I care about their opinion of what I've done and what I've tried to accomplish and what I will accomplish, I'm just not done yet, is the opinion of my father. My father has taught me to always fight for myself. And he's really, really proud of me. So that's the only thing that matters to me.
If you could write the ending to this chapter of your life, what would it look like?
She did it. She did it. I saved myself. I knew that if I stayed in the castle and I didn't make a run for it and plan this whole thing to kind of try to get a better life from this man who, in his brain, he really thinks that he's normal, but he's absolutely not, is really making a difference. I knew that if I stayed in that house, someone was going to get shot. It was either my kids playing with the guns or Adam killing me or Adam killing himself, because he was always, always, always manipulating me with his guns. So I know I got out, and I know that things aren't the way that I had planned, and I definitely didn't think that I would be going through this right now, but I'm still really proud of what I've done, and I'm still gonna keep going, because in the end I know that every decision that I've made have come from good intentions, and I really want to help people. I've only wanted to help my dad, I've only wanted to help my kids, I only wanted to help Adam. Even if I wasn't with him, I still wanted to help him. And Adam knows that. He's even said that in therapy here. He knows, but I'm not allowed to leave that family or him. I'm not allowed to.
My last question for you is this. If you could say one thing to Adam and his family right now, what would it be?
Fuck you. Fuck you. How dare you? How dare you guys lie and cheat and steal and just try to manipulate and blackmail everybody? Who the fuck do you think you are? How dare you? I hope you all rot in hell, honestly. And I mean that with all due respect, right?
Right. And I guess I should ask too, because you do have some very loyal fans that have followed you and your story, what would you say to them that are
I love you guys so much. There's a few of them that have trickled down and been like, whatever, Lisa, you're doing this for attention. No, I'm not. In fact, I tried to divorce 2 years ago, quietly, calmly, and Adam refused. He told me he was going to destroy me. Watch what happens. I'm going to destroy you. So he's the one that's made me speak out. It's not because I wanted to. So those followers that have followed me all the way from Top Model Cycle 5 from 2003 that have stuck with it, you guys know who I am. You know my heart. I am not out here to hurt or mutilate anybody except for people that have, like, I bully bullies, right? So like Tyra, how, you know, that's a whole nother, obviously, episode, but like, I fight back. I was taught to fight back. I will always, I don't want to live a life that's boring. I don't want to go to bed. I don't want to die and be like, well, at least I got my Gucci purse. No, I want to know that I've changed the world in my small little way.
Well, Lisa, I am so happy that you chose to share your story with me, with us.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank
you. I wish you so much. I mean, I know you don't want to be bored with peace, but I do wish you peace and happiness. I hope you get your day in court. You do deserve to be heard. And I, of course, will stay in touch with you and follow your story and make sure that you know you have a friend.
Thank you so much, Rachel. And I hope that Heidi gives you that interview you want.
Me too. I love her too. She will, I'm sure. All right.
Love you, Heidi. Thank you so much, Rachel.
Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled MISS understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.